The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Good afternoon on this Monday, June 24th. It is the Noontime News here on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Amazon's Alexa. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Good afternoon, I'm Leo Blavin. Taking a look at our world and national news. The Supreme Court has struck down a section of federal law that prevented officials from registering scandalous or immoral trademarks, handing a victory to a Los Angeles-based fashion brand spelled F-U-C-T. The High Court announced its decision Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in the United Arab Emirates after meetings in Saudi Arabia aimed at discussing how to build a global coalition to counter Iran. Pompeo wrote on Twitter Monday that he had met with Saudi King Salman in the city of Jeddah to discuss the heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf and concerns over protecting maritime security. Authorities say four people, including three children, were found dead in South Texas near the border with Mexico, likely died of dehydration and heat exposure after crossing the Rio Grande into the country. A law enforcement official close to the investigation told the Associated Press the four were overcome by the heat and foul play is not suspected. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity because the person isn't authorized to speak publicly about the bodies found Sunday. A new federally led study of oil seeping from a platform toppled off Louisiana's coast 14 and a half years ago finds releases lower than other recent estimates, but the report contradicts the well owner's assertions about the amount of and source of oil. Oil and gas have been leaking into a subsea mudslide during Hurricane Ivan in 2004, knocked over a Taylor Energy Company platform. Taylor says it wants verifiable scientific data about the leak and a scientifically and environmentally sound solution. A Florida woman's efforts to protect herself from domestic violence has become a flashpoint in the debate over gun rights and victim safety. Courtney Irby gave her estranged husband Joseph Irby's gun to police after he was charged with domestic violence, aggravated battery, only to find herself arrested for burglary and theft. Now a Florida lawmaker and gun safety advocates are championing her cause, while gun rights advocates want her prosecuted. We'll have more news in a moment.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
We're supposed to see the sunshine later today, but right now, just overcast skies. Overhead here in downtown Crookston, it is 70 degrees with a southwest wind at just 4 miles per hour. Our humidity is 63%, the barometric pressure at 29.59 inches. Rest of today, again, we are expecting mostly sunny skies. There is a 20% chance of showers coming here in the afternoon, with highs 75 to 80 degrees and west winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms. Lows will be 55 to 60 degrees, with southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Yesterday, meanwhile, or over the weekend, I should say, we did receive a bit of rain, just over 2/10 of an inch of rain total over the weekend, but not a lot of rain, especially with what the forecast was expecting. Similar forecast for this coming weekend. We'll tell you more about that later on in our noontime news. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the state news that's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Pruber Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pruber Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pruber Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pruber Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state news, two people have been arrested for allegedly offering sex in a White Park massage business.
The Central Minnesota Human Trafficking Task Force arrested 48-year-old Sufeng Zhang of St. Cloud and 49-year-old Randy Whitner of St. Cloud on Friday. The arrest resulted after the White Park Police Department had received information and a number of complaints about possible illicit sex acts and other suspicious activity at Oriental Massage in White Park. Investigators stopped several people leaving the business who admitted to paying for various sex acts. The task force then conducted an inspection and found a female worker asking for help. The victim worked said she had been held against her will, forced to work long hours, and perform sex acts. Search warrants were used for the business as well as a mobile home in Riverside Trailer Park in St. Cloud, where the victim alleges she was forced to stay. From St. Cloud, Jim Maurice reporting.
The business owner Zhang and Whitner were taken to the Stearns County Jail, where they are facing charges related to the promotion of prostitution. Other criminal charges are also possible. The former manager of a Western Minnesota grain elevator has been sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for a swindle that cost his employer millions of dollars. MNN's Tasha Radall has more.
56-year-old Jerry Hennessy of Dalton pleaded guilty in February to mail fraud and tax evasion in a 15-year scheme to defraud the Ashby Farmers Cooperative Elevator Company. Prosecutors say Hennessy used the money to pay for exotic hunting trips, real estate, and credit card debt. Hennessy concealed the payments as expenses for the co-op. He eventually got a line of credit of about $7 million for the co-op, then used that account to cover more than $5 million that prosecutors say he stole from the company. Tasha Radel reporting.
Later this week, U.S. Senator Tina Smith will officially introduce legislation to hold insulin manufacturers accountable for skyrocketing prices. Minnesotan Nicole Smith Holt's son Alec died when the price of his insulin forced him to ration his supply. She's been a vocal advocate for making insulin affordable, and she supports the bill, calling it
something that is going to be an amazing safety net in every state. It will prevent deaths. It will, you know, just be so important for those people that are struggling in that emergency situation and get that insulin.
Senator Smith's new bill would provide emergency access to insulin for people in Minnesota and across the country who can't afford the skyrocketing price of the drug, and it would hold makers of insulin responsible for price increases. Minnesota Vikings season ticket holders get their first crack at securing their ticket for the team's 2019 training camp in Eagan today. All other fans can get their tickets starting at 10 a.m. Wednesday. Team spokesman Jeff Anderson says in total there will be 5,000 tickets available for each day of training camp. 4,000 of those are free.
We will hold back about 1,300 tickets for every day to ensure when the general public reservation process begins on Wednesday that there are a number of tickets still available for those fans as well.
The first 16 public practices for the Purple is scheduled for July 26. A man whose conviction for the 1983 rape and killing of a Minneapolis teenager was made possible by DNA evidence is being sentenced. A Hennepin County judge last month found 64-year-old Daryl Rhea guilty of the death of a 17-year-old Lori Mesdon, whose body was found bludgeoned along railroad tracks in North Minneapolis. Rhea is scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday. He has denied the accusations. Minnesota authorities say alcohol may have been a factor in a two-vehicle crash that injured five people near Pelican Rapids. The Minnesota State Patrol says a pickup truck failed to yield the right-of-way at Highway 59 at about 9 p.m. Sunday when it pulled in front of an SUV and collided with it. Authorities have not said whether the pickup driver will face charges. Authorities say a Minnesota man drowned while swimming at a northwest Iowa campground. Rock Valley Police say 31-year-old Anthony Boyango went under the water Saturday afternoon while swimming with his children at the River's Bend campground beach. Authorities say Boyango lived in Ellsworth, Minnesota. Starting July 1st, Minnesotans who rape their spouses can be charged with sexual assault, wage theft becomes a crime, and drug manufacturers will help shoulder the state's cost of responding to the opioid epidemic. Those are some of the new laws taking effect July 1st, along with the state's new $48 billion budget. The budget also includes new money for education, corrections offices, and Minnesota's neediest families. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the sports. That's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our sports news from this past weekend, on Friday, as you heard here on KOX, the Minnesota Twins, they beat the Kansas City Royals 8-7. Then on Saturday, the Twins handed Kansas City their second straight loss with a 5-3 win. The Crookston Reds were competing down in El Rosa at the El Rosa Elite Eight tournament, in which the Reds beat Long Prairie's Predators 6-2 and then beat host El Rosa 2-1. And on Sunday, as you heard here on KOX, Hunter Dozier hit a 3-run shot. Homer Bailey was stingy again while pitching into the sixth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Twins 6-1 on a soggy, overcast day. Bailey earned the win as the Royals forged a split of the four-game series. Michael Pineda took the loss after allowing 5 runs in the third inning. The Crookston Reds at the El Rosa Elite Eight tournament, they fell to Sartell in the championship game 4-0. Also yesterday on the state sports scene, when Carrie Webb found out that Hannah Green slept through a thunderstorm the night before the final round of the Women's PGA Championship, she knew her fellow Australian would hold up fine on the biggest round of golf of her life. Green held off Sung Hyun Park for a one-stroke win, her first career victory on the tour, that made Webb well up with pride. Webb's development program for Australian amateurs awarded a scholarship to Green 4 years ago. On the national sports scene, the IOC has begun a day-long conference to decide the host of the 2026 Winter Olympics. The contest is a choice between Milan, Italy, and Stockholm, Sweden. On the sports schedule today, nothing. Twins are off. Reds and the American Legion team also taking Monday off as well. Coming up tomorrow, Twins back in action. They host the Tampa Bay Rays for a series that will start tomorrow at 6:30 with the pregame show, 7:10 the first pitch. Crookston's American Legion team, they have a doubleheader at Stephen Argyle tomorrow as well, starting at 5:30. That is a look at the sports news. For the latest sports news, as well as the Sports Fever column and all the scores, you can always go to our website, KOXAM.com, click on sports. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up, courtesy of Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burgerpalooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
The 4th of July means picnics, fireworks, and American pie. Hugo's Family Marketplace has Hugo's fresh-baked 8-inch apple, blueberry, or cherry pies on sale, $3.99 each. Also on sale at Hugo's, selected Red Baron minis, deep dish, French, or Tony's pizzas, 4 for $10. 59-ounce assorted Minute Maid orange juice, $2.79. Hugo's Pet Corner, the 20-pound assorted Tidy Cat litter, $4.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
On the local news, meeting night here in Crookston, the Crookston City Council will meet at 7 o'clock in the City Hall Council Chambers. The consent agenda includes the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $123,000, or $123,702.23, and the approval of the Crookston Community Pool budget. The agenda also includes the calling for public hearings to consider amending the current franchise agreement with Otter Tail Power Company and Red Lake Electric. The council will be asked to approve entering into an agreement with Short Elliott Hendrickson Incorporated for the Crookston Airport Master Plan and to adopt the Code of Ethics and Conduct Policy. The only item on the regular agenda is the addition of a Gateway Overlay District. The Crookston Ways and Means Committee will meet in the City Hall Council Chambers after the City Council meeting. Items on the agenda include adding a townhome to Bob Herkenhoff's tax abatement agreement with the city. The agenda includes a land agreement to sell 100 acres of land at the Colborne property to Epitome Energy and a loan of $1,250,000 at zero interest for 1 year with Epitome Energy. The council will be asked to share priorities for capital improvements in 2020 and beyond. The Ways and Means Committee will also look at making changes to the public comment period, including the addition of a sign-in sheet and note cards for the individual to write down the nature of their comments in advance. A time limit of 2 to 3 minutes per individual and 15 minutes total, and adding rules of decorum with comments being respectful and not allowing unwarranted accusations. The final topic of the agenda is not having the Crookston Times as the official newspaper now that they are no longer a daily newspaper. The city would use their website to post public notices. The Crookston School Board will meet at 5 o'clock this evening at the Crookston High School Choir Orchestra Room. Items on the consent agenda include the resignations of physical education teacher Matthew Curry, social studies instructor Robbie Nessler, and Melanie Wall, an early childhood instructor and aide at Washington School. The board will be asked to approve two coaching resignations from Tyler Brecken as freshman football coach and Tim Moe as junior high football coach, and to approve the retirement of Peter Height as a bus driver. The school board will approve several hires, with Kathleen Ryan as an interventionist at Crookston High School, Emily Samuelson is a success coach at Crookston High School, Danielle Johnson as a second grade teacher at Highland School, and Gabrielle Fody as a choir instructor. The board will be asked to approve membership with the Minnesota School Board Association and Minnesota Rural Education Association for the upcoming school year and the approval of milk and bread vendors. On the main agenda, the board will be asked to increase the lunch and breakfast prices, to approve the preliminary budget and local literacy plan for the upcoming school year. The board will look at purchasing new flooring at Highland School, the approval of a 5-year strategic plan for the district, and the approval of a resolution regarding board control of extracurricular activities. The meeting will wrap up with a report from School Board Chair Frank Fee with a summary of Superintendent Jeremy Olson's evaluation and administrative reports from Denise Oliver and Jeremy Olson, including an update on the bus garage. This is how Marianne Bushy, respiratory therapy coordinator and rehab services, describes a Riverview experience. I came here as a new graduate in 1988 with the intention of getting some experience and moving on, and here it is 30 years later. Bushy, RRT, RPFT, AECRT, has grown and accomplished much in her Riverview career. Most recently, she was named Employee of the Month for March. With an Associate of Applied Science degree from Northwest Technical College, Bushy not only started in the Respiratory Therapy Department in 1988, but she also moved to Crookston at that time. She and her husband Troy are originally from East Grand Forks. Troy owns a welding business in East Grand Forks. They have two sons, Jared, who is married to Alyssa. They have four children, Brianna, Kendra, Emily, and Eli. Jordan and fiancée Tara are planning their wedding for next year. In her free time, Bushy enjoys going to their cabin at Lake of the Woods to fish, hunt, and just relax. She also enjoys reading, something her mother instilled in her at a young age. The Crookston Rotary will have their Rotary Radio Day on KOX AM FM this Saturday, June 29th. From 9 a.m. until noon, Rotary members have gone to local businesses, and they have provided ads and donated money to the Rotary to have their ads read over KROX. The Rotary members will be informing the KROX listening audience of the many different club activities, social events, and volunteer projects the Rotary is involved with throughout the year, locally and around the world. So be listening Saturday from 9 to noon to find out more about the Crookston Rotary. Agassiz Asphalt, a subcontractor to R&Q Trucking Incorporated, will start bituminous paving work tomorrow, Tuesday, June 25th, on the following streets: Ash Street from 200 feet south of Loring Street to 3rd Street, 2nd Street from Market Street to Ash Street, 3rd Street from Main Street to Broadway, and 4th Street from Broadway to Elm Street. Please do not park or travel on these streets while paving work is being performed. The barricades will be removed by the contractor and the streets reopened to the traffic when the new asphalt surface has had time to cool down. Minnesota State Patrol is investigating a fatal crash just north of the intersection of Minnesota Highway 9 and Polk County Road 41 at 5:04 a.m. on Friday, June 21st. Two semi-trucks collided north of the intersection, which resulted in two fatalities. One driver has been identified as Richard Gordon Halstison, age 65, of Crookston. Identification of the other party will be released pending family notification. On June 22nd, at approximately 5:13 p.m., officers of the Grand Forks Police Department were dispatched to the 2000 block of South 20th Street for a report of a motor vehicle crash involving a passenger striking a person and then a house. Initial investigation determined that a female driver, 73-year-old Bonnie Scott of Grand Forks, was in control of a 1998 Chrysler Sebring that was parked in the driveway at 2002 South 20th Street. The vehicle was mistakenly put into drive while attempting to back out of the driveway. The vehicle lurched forward, striking a male pedestrian standing in the driveway. The vehicle continued forward, coming to rest again against the northwest corner of the house. The male suffered minor, non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the hospital for evaluation. No other injuries were reported. The house sustained moderate damage that did not appear to be structural. Scott was cited for care required. The Grand Forks Police Department was assisted by All True Ambulance Service and the Grand Forks Fire Department. The Crash Analysis Reconstruction Team also assisted in the investigation. The Grand Forks Police Department would like to ask anyone who may have information regarding the incident to contact investigators. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Rick Anthony Marin Fall for felony fifth-degree possession of a controlled substance, Jeffrey Mark Ball, 52, for misdemeanor disorderly conduct, released on personal recognizance, Jared Allen Johnson, 39, of Warren, for gross misdemeanor traffic violation for driving after cancellation, and Ryan Mitchell Howley of East Grand Forks for misdemeanor contempt of court for willful disobedience of a court mandate. The Crookston Fire Department, they responded to an alarm at the Karen Share at 6:17 Sunday evening. Nothing was found. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. On our obituary desk, Richard Gordon Rich Halstenson, 65, of Crookston, driving in a traffic accident near Beltrami early Friday morning, June 21st. A memorial service for Rich will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Crookston, with the Reverend Greg Isaacson officiating. Visitation with the family will be held at Stanislavski Funeral Home on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. with a prayer service and sharing of memories at 7. Visitation will continue at the church from 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday. Interment will follow at the Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston. Also on our obituary desk, as we told you during the Red Lake Falls news, Roger Thiebert of Red Lake Falls passed away on Friday, June 21st at the Villa St. Vincent in Crookston. Massive Christian burial will be held on Saturday, June 29th at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, with Father Bob Schreiner officiating and Deacon John Bruggeman. Burial will be held at a later date in Oak Grove Cemetery, Red Lake Falls. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service on Saturday at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Roger Dwayne Thiebert was born April 27, 1931 in Crookston, son of George and Agnes Thiebert. He was raised in Plummer until the age of 10 when the family moved to Red Lake Falls. He attended St. Joseph School and graduated from Lafayette High School, the class of 1949. Roger and his brother Dwight attended GMI, that's the General Motors Institute in Flint, Michigan. Roger R.T. returned to Red Lake Falls to work for his father George at Thiebert Chevrolet and Buick. He is survived by his loving wife of 65 years, Joanne of Red Lake Falls, children Michelle Naplin of Red Lake Falls, Gary Thiebert of Red Lake Falls, Greg Thiebert of Glendon, Minnesota, John Thiebert of Red Lake Falls, and Jim Thiebert of Moorhead, as well as many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, along with sister-in-law Betty Thiebert of Red Lake Falls, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins, and sibling Gerald Thiebert of Mentor and Nancy LaHaye of Vadnais Heights. Roger is preceded in death by his parents George and Agnes, brother Vern Thiebert, and Dwight Thiebert, son-in-law Mark Naplin. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to the charity of your choice. Online memorials may be sent at johnsonfuneralservice.com. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the world of weather. Currently, here in downtown Crookston, we've still got overcast skies overhead. It is 68 degrees, with winds coming out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric pressure at 29.61 inches, and the humidity currently sitting at 69%. Looking at the forecast for the rest of today, we are still expecting mostly sunny skies here. There is a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs will be 75 to 80 degrees with west winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. There is a 30% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms. Lows will be 55 to 60 degrees with southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-70s with west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation for Tuesday, 30%. Tuesday night, mostly clear skies expected with lows in the mid-50s. Wednesday, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of rain showers, lows 60 to 65 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, lows 60 to 65 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows 65 to 70 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 90 to 95 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows 65 to 70 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90 degrees. Again, the rest of today, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers here in the afternoon. That increases to a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. 68 degrees, overcast skies here in downtown Crookston, a southwest wind of 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure at 29.61 inches, humidity at 69%. Yesterday, our high reached just 79 degrees. Our low yesterday, 56 degrees. Today, our average high has been 78 degrees. Our average low, 56 degrees. Our year-ago high reached 82 degrees. Year-ago low, 63 degrees. Meanwhile, we've already been as low as 59 degrees so far this morning. Today's record high set back in 1936, 96 degrees. Our record low set back in 1958, just 39 degrees. Sun rose this morning nice and early, 5:28 a.m. It'll set this evening at 9:29 p.m. That'll give us 16 hours and 1 minute of daylight today. So get out and enjoy it. Again, we are expecting temperatures to reach still up into the upper 70s, highs 75 to 80 degrees, but there is a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon as well. That is a look at our noontime news here on KROX. Today's noontime news is brought to you in part by Stennis Granite Company, American Federal Bank, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for another edition of the Noontime News tomorrow.